As many as 28% of U.S. students grades 6 to 12 say they've experienced bullying, and research shows persistent bullying can contribute to suicidal behavior.
And that's flat out not acceptable.
That's Bill Long, owner of Spar Self-Defense in Tonawanda, who launched the Western New York Anti-Bullying Project today. The project aims to build a distribution network with schools, youth organizations, and elected officials to share anti-bullying resources.
But the problem is we go after those resources after the fact, after there's an incident. We need to take those resources and that information and get them into the hands, the minds, and the hearts of our educators, our parents, and ultimately our children.
16-year-old Raquel Tornambi was bullied for years and even physically attacked by a group of girls.
And it was pretty traumatizing. My sister here, she witnessed it all, and it was even traumatizing for her, too. So we decided that I needed an outlet.
Tornambi's parents enrolled her in self-defense classes at SPAR, where she passes on the lessons she's learned as an instructor.
Even some of the children in our classes have been bullied, and I kind of share my story with them and tell them how I overcame it, and just getting them to never feel the way that I felt before when I was bullied with it. So I kind of give them my insight on it.
The Anti-Bullying Project will work to establish scholarships for students to attend self-defense courses. The effort begins with distribution of information by email and eventually seminars in schools. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.